On Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in a couple of folks that have not been on the air yet. Those people are Robert Bristro and Pilar Profit, who are partners in Bristro Profit, the architecture and interior design studio. Robert and Pilar, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having
us. Great to be here.
You know, what's interesting about what you do, and I don't know if you realize this, but during this pandemic, a lot of people have done what I've done. When this all started, I turned off the news and I looked for alternative things to watch. And after, you know, there's movies and everything like that. But then I started watching these shows where people fix houses, okay, and do houses. And I became hooked on it. I watch it all the time now. Just to see what people do with exteriors, interiors, and things like that. So let me talk, first of all, to you two, Robert and Pilar, how you got started in architecture, in interior design. Pilar, we'll start off with you with interior design.
Sure. So Rob and I actually went to architecture school together. We met there, and we both got our master's degree together, and we went to kind of a special school where we say we drank the Kool-Aid, and we left feeling like we could conquer the world and we had all of the answers to everything, which was great until, you know, you start practicing and then you realize you have no answers for anything. But it was fantastic experience, and part of the experience was that they sort of taught us to think kind of beyond architecture, but that architecture was truly the seed of a lot of design, and we believe that. I mean, my father is an architect, and he, before I started architecture school, said architecture is the Renaissance profession because it tackles so many parts of the intellect, and I couldn't agree more. So after, you know, sort of apprenticing for architects and doing other things, the way that I got into interiors was we were working, we landed a hotel job, and it was completely out of the blue. And when we did, I sort of fell in love with that side of things. And I fell in love with sort of creating experiences and being able to sort of grab a hold of objects and put them into a space and create moods. And so the artist in me kind of woke up with that. And so we started doing that kind of thing and then branched into restaurants and more hotel work and then other things like Scoville Library and Hotchkiss's Arts Wing and residential projects as well. So for me, it's everything, right? So for me, it is the outside, the inside, and the things within. So in our practice, we actually design the architecture, and we design the interiors, and then we also design the furnishings that fit within it. And for hotel work, it works beautifully. And we find that for our residential clients, they enjoy that too because they get, you know, special pieces that are designed specifically for the spaces that we are working on. So that's, I think, that side of things.
Okay, and Robert, what about you? I mean, what grabbed you and brought you towards architecture and design?
It all started at Virginia Tech, yeah, where we went. It was a very Bauhaus school, and they had us down in the workshop the first day making things that sort of, and the goal was to sort of understand that things aren't just surfaces, they're materials with depth and their processes control them. And so we sort of applied that to our architecture practice. We ended up setting up this barn here on Lime Rock Road full of equipment and tools so that when we started, we didn't have any architecture projects. So we began by making small things, bits of furniture, things like that, that ended up finding an audience, and we landed in Ralph Pucci's gallery in New York, L.A., and Miami, which was great. And we considered the furniture little architectures. Then as we started getting projects, we began to think of them sort of all as the same thing, whether it was in a building or an interior or furniture, as Pilar said. It was all architecture. And we so the workshop helps us in a number of ways, but I think most critically for our clients, it is that when we draw a line on the computer or on a piece of paper, the line is invested with meaning because we kind of know what it takes to make that line. So it makes our work sort of efficient, accurate, practical, and hopefully beautiful for its sort of clear simplicity. I'm a licensed architect, and Pilar's a licensed interior designer, and we've sort of managed to combine the practice into both. And to your earlier point about sort of everyone changing and the world changing in the past 9 months, it's been interesting. As you know, this area has seen it's more than its fair share of sort of COVID refugees from cities, and I personally welcome that because I think the energy around town, all of the towns, Lakeville, Salisbury, has been palpable and great. I mean, we see a lot of strollers walking up and down the street now. And part of this played in well with our timing. We saw a space that we'd long admired in the heart of Salisbury across from Sweet Williams at 16 Main Street, where we decided to open a little storefront where we could have our offices for architecture and design, but also have a place to showcase some of the furniture we make and some of the objects that we source for our projects. So it's sort of a little shop with an architecture and design practice. We call it Wisto Profit Architecture and Interiors, and the store is called Whole House.
It's interesting listening to both of you speak because one thing that I noticed, it used to be when people came, quote, like my mother and father back 70 years ago when they moved to the area from New York City. My father was an entertainer. My mother was a dancer on Broadway. But they moved up here, and they looked for a certain style house, and then they renovated a portion of it and kept the original couple hundred-year-old farmhouse with it, wooden beams and everything. But what I've come to see is that people now, when they purchase property with people like you two, I mean, they can purchase a property, and then basically, this is the amazing thing, which I didn't realize, it's such a big connection. Both your talents then meld with the people that own the property, and you really do have to get to know them and their likes on a general basis to come up with something that works. Is that something you developed over the years, or is that something that you learned very early on?
It's interesting. I find that for me, if I were to design a house strictly for myself and design the interior strictly for myself, I think I would. There's a point where I stop growing. So I always feel like the client is an ingredient, another ingredient for us to grow. And so I really enjoy getting to know people and having new people in our lives. And what better way for us but to get to know them on a personal level so that we can design the home that suits them. We bring our bag of tricks for sure, but our job is also to understand who the client is from a, sort of numbers point of view, right? There's like two parents and a kid or something else. But then also sort of what's the essence of what they're trying to get to. And a lot of that is sort of in the beginning of conversations. When they come to us for a reason. And when we listen to their stories and hear what they have to say and what their dreams and hopes are, it's exciting to pull that off for somebody. And so I really enjoy sort of giving back to somebody something more than they ever would have anticipated. And that's truly the goal. And so when it's a residential client, it's very personal, but you'd be surprised even as you get into some more of the hotels or libraries or even the Hotchkiss Arts Wing, those places are very personal too. They're just sort of personal on a different level. And it's really through sort of discussing and listening and thinking. Sometimes I'll even do a survey for clients just to get their first initial thoughts, because I really want to know what's the greatest thing that could happen to you, you know? And I want to give you even more than that. And that's the goal. That's the goal of my mind.
And we're speaking with Robert Bristro and Peeler Prophet, partners in Bristro Prophet. And Robert, with you, with your design for the exterior and building the project out like that, it's really important, obviously, that you two have some symmetry between yourselves. And it's a weird triangle. It's each of you, and then it's the client, and then it's putting it all together to make a final product.
Yeah, it's interesting, and Pilar touched on it. Just having sort of that third element, the client, into our equation. I mean, they bring all of their history and their experience and the way they see things to our projects, which becomes a springboard for so much stuff that we don't even expect half of the time. So it's really been sort of great, and we've been blessed with some really good ones who, you know, I love it when they push me to do more than I thought I was going to do. I think of these architecture projects as a perfect spear, and suddenly they get pounded at by a bunch of arrows, you know, everything from client desires to budgets to building limitations to climate to gravity to rain and everything, and it starts to misshape this perfect sphere. So we have to sort of get control of everything and lasso it all in so that it all works in a coherent whole. And the clients are a huge part of that.
Is this something where we only have a few minutes left, but is this something that do you have projects that overlap, or do you try to work like on one project at a time? This is something that has always interested me when I look at some of these, when I watch some of these shows on television, wondering how many balls you can juggle in the air at the same time.
I think we definitely overlap, and I enjoy the overlap. I like to have a lot of things kind of going on at the same time, because you find that one informs the next and in ways that you don't even expect, meaning, like, I might be working on designing a piece of furniture, and I might be thinking about my client who, you know, my Swedish client that wants a very clean space. And in that, I'm thinking about the piece of furniture, but that piece of furniture is for a show. But it's like, oh, what about this great material? Wow, wouldn't that be awesome if we used that for a handrail? And you just don't know where it's all going to come from, but I love having many things happening at the same time and many projects happening at the same time. And it all works out. I mean, I get very scheduled about things. I like to have a certain rhythm to when we meet. And that helps, I think, kind of keep, you know, we've been doing this now for like over 20 years. So we kind of got some pieces down in terms of how to get the work done and how to think it through and how to communicate to each client and how to make things. I was also going to say one thing that's really important is that every site brings a different set of parameters. This is sort of touching on what Rob was saying, and how important that is to each project, and that we want to make the I always say that the architecture is for you know the community, because you see it from the street, right, oftentimes. And then the interiors is for a family, and then the piece of furniture is for a single person. And so when you're sort of designing, you sort of start with thinking about the site, and then you bring in that family, and you bring in the family to understand what the building ought to be, and then what the interiors, how the interior should feel, and then the pieces of furniture are for those sort of, you know, more quiet moments. So it all sort of fits in together nicely.
And just very quickly, Robert, talking to you about the technology that you can use now to design and to put your plans not only onto paper but also onto computer. It's a whole new world for you over the past 20 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. Pilar and I are just this side of the digital divide. which has been fortunate that we understand all of that technology. I don't know that it can make better architecture, can make better building systems, which is nice, so things are tighter and integrated, but we still start with the basics. We both like to draw by hand. We start with sketches, and we'll move to sometimes hardline drawings on a drafting table, sometimes right to the computer, and then we'll go to modeling things just so we can explore and understand the massing, and then we'll end up modeling the details and provide full-scale mock-ups right here in our barn for our clients so they can see it and feel it and understand. So we try not to get lost in the technology because, you know, we don't want it to be a crutch, but it is certainly a help.
Well, if people want to know more, of course, they can find out at your website, ReefRealProfit.com. Also, when we finish this interview and we post it up on our on-demand page, you've got a nice film that you've put together that we're going to put a link to so people can actually see that as well and see what goes into it. And like I said, just before we wrap up, folks, if you've been traveling anywhere on Route 44 heading north out of Lakeville into Salisbury, one of their projects is on the right. Not like I said to them before we got on the air, I've been watching them from inception to completion and amazed about the amount of time, the amount of care that's gone into not only the building, but also the grounds around it. And it gave me a lot of incentive to talk to you about these things here today, guys, because I think you've done a great job turning something very, very plain into something pretty spectacular.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful clients drove that project, so we're grateful to them.
Do you guys have a telephone number at your location in Salisbury that people can reach you as well?
Best way to reach us is our office line, which rings on all phones, which is 860-435-0530.
All right. And, of course, on the web, like I said, ReefRealProfit.com, ReefRealProfit.com. Guys, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today. And as we talked off the air, I'd really love to see the inside pictures of that job you did as well.
Thank you, Marshall. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, thank you.